Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter, and thank you for joining us this morning. Today, we're going to talk about marketing your student as an athlete to colleges. And this is a unique area by itself, a specialty, really. And joining us today is Chuck Moore, and this is his background. He knows this stuff inside and out. So I'm not going to drag into a long introduction. I'm just going to say, this will be posted on our website at Prepare for College, and it's prepare4college.com. So, Chuck, take it away.
Thank you, Gary. You know, there's a lot of things out there that individual parents today that they foster the belief that their child is good enough or their student athlete is good enough to get some form of athletic scholarships. It could be in any sport or whatever, but this is far from being the truth. The real key to marketing success is to understand the facts that student athletes who have, you know, the potential to play at the next level, they never get noticed by the college coach. Now, if the student athlete takes a wait and see philosophy, the likelihood of them being recruited is going to be very slim. To give you an example of this, it's just like once you get your college degree or your wanting to get in the workforce or whatever, if you just send your resume out to different employers without following up with these individual employers, the likelihood of them contacting you is going to be very slim. Well, it's the same thing whenever it comes to marketing your student athlete. Now, according to a lot of reports, a lot of student athletes feel like that they're wanting to get a full ride scholarship. Yeah, full ride scholarships are great. However, according to many data experts out there, only 10% of today's student athletes actually receive a full athletic scholarship. Therefore, what can you do? The student athlete, you're going to have to take a proactive approach and actually market yourself to these college coaches, because they're not going to know who you are. A blue chip athlete is an athlete who catches the attention of college recruiters early in the high school year. And normally this could be as early as the freshman or sophomore year in high school. And the colleges will track their progress, and their scholarship offers often comes very, very quickly. For example, when I was in high school, I was receiving information and inquiries from college coaches in my sophomore year in high school. And by the time I reached my senior year in high school, I had over 12 full athletic scholarship offers at Division I and Division II schools. These are your high-quality athletes. Now, the majority of the athletes that are out there are classified as non-blue-chip athletes. Now, these are individual students, not to say that they're not good enough to play at the college level, but they're not getting noticed. And a lot of times, if you're a good high school ball player or track runner or whatever sport is out there, seldom will you be recognized by your major programs. A lot of individuals will rely on their high school coach to try to go ahead and get their information out. But, you know, a high school coach is a person that may have several individuals that are playing for them. And a lot of times, the only ones that they're really going to push is their blue chip prospects. And so if you're down here, let's say, and you're not the key player, per se, on the team, the high school coach just doesn't have the time to help individuals out there to get them exposed to these college coaches. Now, the recruiting process itself, you're looking at when do these college coaches start to track student athletes? Well, there was a survey by 300 college coaches, and 30% of the college coaches actually started tracking a student athlete as early as the freshman year in high school. 45% of these coaches started tracking them in the sophomore year, and 25% started tracking the individual student athletes in the junior year. Now, out of the 300 coaches that they surveyed, there was not one coach that started tracking a student athlete when they were seniors in high school. Now, that's the reason why a lot of the students that are capable of playing at the next level or whatever needs to start marketing themselves. And you've got to understand whenever you're marketing yourself, there's a big difference, by the way, between marketing and recruiting. A student athlete cannot recruit themselves. That's one big thing. The only one that can recruit the student athlete is the college coach. The other thing that the individual student athlete needs to understand is that it's their responsibility, the student athlete's responsibility, to market themselves so they can put themselves into a position to where they can get recruited. Now, there are several steps that I basically teach in my marketing program of how to market yourself for athletic scholarships. And this is kind of a side note here, is that these same techniques can also be used for individuals that may have a talent that's in, let's say, music or art or drama. The process is exactly the same, except in our situations here, we're basically using this system to market the student athlete. Whenever you get into marketing your student athlete, you've got to understand how the college coach actually goes through a process of recruiting a student athlete. In my situations, whenever I was being recruited by some elite colleges, the college coach would come in. They would ask me a whole bunch of questions, tell me that, they're exactly what I'm looking for and such. But it was in my situation, it was all one-sided. I didn't know what to ask the college coach. So there's several questions that you need to ask the college coach. Now, there are several things that are changing in the recruiting process that didn't happen when I was going through the recruiting service. And one of the big things now that wasn't available prior to, I think it was 2021, it's called the NIL. And what that stands for is basically name, image, and likeness. There, if I were to go out and use my name or my image or my likeness to make money during the off season or even during the season or whatever, I would be breaking the NCAA laws and rules. But now, these individual students can now come in and brand themselves under the NIL laws through the NCAA and actually earn an income. In this situation also, this really affects the recruiting process of the college coach instead of the college itself or the athletic program receiving all these revenues that the individual students were actually bringing into the college. Now they have to share that with the student athlete. You've got to understand the laws have basically changed, but I normally tell individual student athletes in their marketing process is don't even be concerned with the NCAA laws and regulation. That's the responsibility of the college coach. You need to know some of the basics. Now, normally, the ones that are on full athletic scholarships is they're playing in what they call revenue sports. And the revenue sports normally is in football and basketball. Now, in some situations, it could be maybe baseball or whatever, but the revenue sports is normally your football and basketball programs. The other student athletes that are playing non-revenue sports. Now, non-revenue sports are things like your cross country, your track, maybe softball in certain situations. Maybe you've got an athlete that's playing volleyball or hockey or swimming or golf. Things along those lines are non-revenue sports. So, but the big revenue generator out of these individual colleges is in football and basketball, of course. If your student is not a high quality player or whatever, they're only going to get a partial scholarships. Now, there's a difference here to where your revenue sports, this is normally your Division I schools, they have their own budget. And whatever is produced from the revenues that they've got coming in from the NCAA tournaments, the football playoffs and such, that money actually goes into the athletic department itself. Now, your non-revenue sports, the monies come directly from the revenue or from the college's own budget. So they're restricted on how much they can give out to individual student athletes. So if you're looking at maybe going into, let's say it's golf or whatever, and you think you're going to get a full athletic scholarships, in the majority of the situations, that's not going to happen. They're going to give the full athletic scholarships to their individual golfers, let's say, in this situation. They're going to give that to their juniors and seniors that's been with them for a time. And what the freshmen and sophomores coming in, they'll normally get what they call a partial athletic scholarship. One of the things here that you've got to realize is that athletic scholarships, unless it's in a written legal document, are not guaranteed for 4 years. When I was playing and I was offered a 4-year scholarships, if I were to come out and let's say get hurt or I just didn't perform the way that they expected me to do, they couldn't take that 4-year athletic scholarship away from me. So now they're year by year. The college coach can come in and take an athletic scholarship away from you or reduce your athletic scholarship because of just about any reason. Maybe lack of participation, or you're not performing well enough, or things along those lines. So you've got to understand that whenever you get a full athletic scholarship, you're not guaranteed that full 4-year scholarship all the way through for your eligibility years that you got in college. The upcoming broadcast or podcast that we've got coming in, we're going to cover several different areas. And this is really can coincide with some of the other presentations that we've done. We'll cover how to pick the right college to contact. And now this is in the marketing area. We're going to show you or talk a little bit about writing a cover letter that you're going to be sending to the college coach. We're going to talk about how to assemble a student athlete's bio. We're going to talk about the importance of an athletic video. Now, here's one thing that I've seen a lot of student athletes do whenever they're trying to get information in front of college coaches. They'll go ahead and put an athletic video on and some clips that they had in some of their games and send that off to the college coach. Well, believe it or not, only maybe 10-15% of these videos will actually be looked at through the college coach's eyes. They get so many of them, they just take them and throw them aside, and they won't even watch them. So you've got to know a system on how to go ahead and introduce yourself through a cover letter, as well as sending them information about your bio. So if you think just putting an athletic video on and just sending it out to as many coaches as you possibly can, the likelihood of any of them watching the individual athletic video is very slim. You've got to understand that staying organized and in tracking your communications with these coaches. How many times are they getting back with you? How many times are they replying to your letters that you're sending them? And then this is a big one. Keeping the lines of communication open with the college coach. And since you're going to be marketing yourself early in the high school year, you've got to keep the college coaches updated on your progress through high school. Now, there's a process of doing this and getting the individual college coach theoretically knowing you by your first name. So we're going to be going over individual podcasts that will explain that to you in a little bit more detail. But those of you out there can take these podcasts together and possibly do it yourself or whatever. But we do have a complete course study on how to market your student athlete for athletic scholarships on our website, and that's prepareforcollege.com. That's prepare4college.com. Now, in our program, we've got a 125-page marketing workbook that takes you step by step through the whole process. For example, we've got cover letter examples. We've got examples of a resume, of student bios, samples of those, as well as communication trackers. And we also show you how to put an athletic video together. And also, along with this workbook, we also have a 48-minute video that will take you through the steps that goes hand in hand with the marketing workbook that we have. So this is just an introduction of what type of information we're going to be providing you over the next several days, or several weeks rather. And so, Al, Gary, do you have any questions?
I got a ton of questions, and you don't have enough time for them, okay?
No, yeah, I was going to say we're doing a little long here. I have some questions as well, but I'll hold them off. I suspect you're probably going to cover them in your next podcast on this very important topic. But yeah, I'm questions as well. Gary, go ahead if you have a couple of short ones there, but I'm gonna back out and wait till later.
None of my questions are short, okay? So what I'm going to do, rather than drag this out because it'll get more involved, we're going to cut it here and we're going to come back and we're going to have more sessions on marketing the athlete. So Chuck, thank you very much for your time today and the knowledge you've brought to us. For the folks out there, this podcast will be on the website at prepareforcollege.com. And again, prepare4college.com. And also, don't hesitate to recommend us to some people if you like what you see and if it's a benefit to you. Don't keep us a secret. This is a program we're working on in order to keep people apprised of what they're going to be facing as their child goes off to college. And as you've seen, if you've been watching some of these podcasts, they cover a variety of different areas. So I'm not going to hold you up. I want to say thank you for your time. And join us next week when we'll have more on college athletes. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye now.